All right. Hello, everyone. This is Angie Mattson-Stigall with Your Organized Guide. Today, I have Jenny Mealy with me from Word Design. Jenny's got a really unique and interesting business that's a little outside of the norm of what you see out there. So I wanted to invite her to come on today and talk to us about what her business is and who she serves out there in business land. So Jenny, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Glad you're here. Will you just give us your 30-second elevator speech that you would give to anybody in the elevator?
Certainly. Well, as you said, my name is Jenny Mealy, and my business is called Word Design, and I am a freelance graphic designer. But I specialize in information design. So I do things like workbooks, training manuals, reports, forms, all that sort of not-so-sexy stuff that you would expect graphic designers to not really enjoy. Those are actually the types of projects that I love. And I specialize also in working with small businesses and nonprofits. And my business is based in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Okay. So that was a whole bunch of stuff. Let's unpack that. Tell me again those kinds of things that you'd like to work on, because that sounds, to me, really unique and different from other graphic designers.
It is. You know, you hear graphic designer and you think, oh, you do logos. And while I can do logos and I have done logos, the types of projects that I'm really passionate about and I'm really good at are things that have a lot of content, a lot of charts and tables, a lot of sort of really dense information that you're trying to communicate to somebody else. So things like I mentioned, like reports, like workbooks, training manuals. Lately, I've done a lot of forms, which, you know, you think of as being sort of a dull thing, but they can be really important. And so I focus a lot on these types of projects that are a little bit less artistic and creative than what you think of when you think of graphic design. But I do those kinds of projects because I really enjoy working with the content. I like reading through it, understanding it, figuring out how it's organized, how I can organize it better, and really how I can take that content and help you communicate it to somebody else in the most effective and also visually appealing way.
Okay, so that is awesome because I have heard about so many graphic designers who want to make things look pretty, but sometimes they're not so functional.
Yes, and you would hope they can be functional and pretty.
Yes, and so the fact that you like to take really complicated material, get into it, understand it, and make it functional for somebody and attractive, to me, is really unique and different. So I'm,
well, thank you.
I'm thrilled that you're out here. All right. How did you get into this kind of work? Because this is a little unusual.
It is, and it actually started when I was in graduate school. I attended a really unique program at Carnegie Mellon University called the Communication Planning and Information Design Program. And basically that was a collaborative program run by the School of Design and the Department of English. And it was sort of an intention to bring the two things together, so help people use visuals and verbal communication together in the most effective way. And then as I went on and got jobs as a designer out in the world, I still felt myself gravitating towards these types of projects. I liked it when I got this big, dense report that I needed to design or, you know, a handbook for brain injury patients where I had to really keep in mind their cognitive limitations and how I could design for that. So I really felt myself enjoying those kinds of projects and looking forward to them. So when I decided to start my own business, it seemed like a real natural fit to really take on that niche and focus on these types of projects, since there's plenty of designers out there that do the more standard stuff, and a lot of them, you know, really don't enjoy this type of work, and I do. So it makes a lot of sense for me to focus on these kinds of projects.
Okay. And if there's anyone out there, if you've seen my Make Some Room manifesto, the printed card or poster that I have, Jenny is the one that did that. I had a bunch of kind of disparate thoughts that I talk to clients about all the time. It's things that I say constantly. And I shot those over just as text, as sentences to Jenny, and she created this beautiful visual thing for me. It's a very small example of the kind of work she does because it's just a one-pager. But if you've seen it, you've seen her work.
Yes, it was a fun project, too. I really enjoyed doing it.
And I hope there will be more in the future.
Me too.
So, you know, doing all of these content-based projects that you make both usable and attractive, charts and tables, handbooks, reports, workbooks, training manuals, and forms, who do you like to do these for? What types of clients do you most enjoy working with?
Well, I mostly work with small businesses, people like myself and you, because I really enjoy getting to work with the person that's actually going to use the thing that I'm making. You know, when you work with bigger companies, a lot of times there's levels of hierarchy and approvals that you have to go through, and you don't necessarily get a lot of feedback or a lot of chances to collaborate with the person that's actually going to be using this. And I really like getting to work with that person and have conversations with them and shoot ideas back and forth and really get to know what it is that they're trying to accomplish so that I can make the most effective piece that I can for them. And I also just like to support other small businesses and help them, you know, grow their businesses, share their expertise, and accomplish their goals. So that's really generally the types of clients that I work with. I also enjoy working with nonprofits. So I'm always looking for clients in that realm as well because I, you know, enjoy helping good causes and helping organizations get their information out into the community in a way that's effective and attractive and also does some good for people. So I look for those types of clients as well.
Good. Okay. Well, the small business solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and business owners are 100% my audience usually here. So, and quite a few of them, actually. Names were popping up as you were talking about nonprofits. Several folks in my audience are consultants that work with a variety of nonprofits. So you're speaking to the right people here.
Oh, excellent.
All right. Overall, so I know visual and functional. I know you've got great education, right? Carnegie Mellon, this very interesting communication planning and information design degree. Beyond that, what is the value that you provide to your clients? Like what else do you bring to the table that makes you just uniquely qualified and the right person to provide this to folks out there in small business world?
Well, I think, you know, being in a small business myself, it kind of helps me understand what some of the challenges are for the clients that I'm working with. And part of what I think I can provide for them is to help them save time and frustration because we're all trying to do everything. You know, we're trying to do our own accounting. We're trying to do our own marketing. And we're also trying to do whatever the work is that we're here to do. And a lot of the people that I'm working with, you know, this isn't their talent. You know, they have this expertise in some other area that they're trying to share. And so when they try to put it into some kind of usable form, whether that's a workbook or whether it's a form or anything like that, you know, they spend a lot of time trying to do it and they get a lot of frustration out of it, you know, wrestling with Microsoft Word, trying to make something that looks nice, that works the way they want it to. And really, by handing those things over to me, they save themselves a lot of time and a lot of frustration that they don't really need to invest. You know, they could spend that time more effectively doing what they do. And I'm able to do those things faster than they can. I have better tools than they do. So I'm really able to make those things that they need to run their businesses a lot more effectively than they can themselves and save them a lot of wasted effort in the process. And another thing that I think sort of on a deeper level that has a lot of value is just giving them confidence in their business. You know, one of the projects that I worked on recently was a set of forms for a woman that runs small group travel. And she had these forms that she had made herself in Microsoft Word that she would be handing to people when they wanted to sign up for her trips. And, you know, that's the moment when a client is deciding to spend money on your business. And she really didn't feel good about them. And after I worked on them, she felt a whole lot better about them. So it gave her a lot more confidence in her business, in her services, and in herself. And it helped her to be able to sell her business more effectively to other people, as well as collect the information that she needed to run her business more effectively than she was able to by herself. So I think that combination of having the background in English, in design, being able to pull those things together and understand the communication aspect of a design piece, plus being able to walk in their shoes and really know you know, what it's like to have a small business, how many different things you're trying to do at once, and take one of those pieces off of someone's plate and do it in a way that makes them feel better about their business, makes them feel better about their expertise, and also helps them to more effectively do what they're doing is really what provides the value to the people that I'm working with.
Good. As you're talking, I'm thinking of a networking meeting I went to recently where a woman was getting ready to do a presentation for 20 other small business women small business owners, and she apologized as she was passing out her handout because it was incorrectly formatted into some crazy number of 3 columns. And she said, I spent 4 hours trying to make this right. And she said, finally, I just kind of gave up. And she said, so sorry, it looks kind of weird. And I thought,
and that happens all the time.
It does happen all the time. And I thought, wow, if she had just handed this off to an expert like you, you could have probably whipped it into shape in far less time and had it looking as professional as she wanted it to. Mm-hmm. But she failed because it just wasn't in her area of expertise. She admitted that, and so we were all just like, this is a funny-looking little form. And I remember it's been a while, and I remember seeing that and her having that conversation with us. So thank you for really clearly articulating what the value is that you bring to folks out
You're
there.
Welcome.
So what is your goal for your business? Just out of interest, you know, for everybody who's got a small business, you know, are you growing an empire? Are you growing a team? What's your goal for your business for the future?
Well, I have kind of a really simple goal, and it's been the same since I started. I really just want to do good work for good people, and I try to focus on that as much as I can. I really like working independently, so I don't really have big goals of forming a big team or this big empire, but I do like working with other designers, so I'm hoping that as time goes on, I'll have some more opportunities to collaborate with people in other aspects of design. You know, I don't do web, so I like having other designers that have expertise in web to collaborate. You know, I don't do some of the more sort of artistic or illustrative types of design as well, so I like having people that have those skills to collaborate with as well. So I like to build some relationships where we can work collaboratively with other people in my field as well as other fields. But in terms of my own business, I really like being my own boss and not being anyone else's boss. So I'm hoping to keep it that way, but sort of build a community of resources that I have available to me and also have available to my clients, and just really continue to focus on that main goal of doing good work for good people.
I love that summary, doing good work for good people. And I hope that there are going to be a number of web designers, maybe even some social media people, other graphic designers, other illustrators who are going to listen to this call and think, I don't want to do reports and workbooks and training manuals and deal with charts and tables and a lot of content that I have to sift through. That is not my sweet spot. And I'm really excited to know about Jenny because it is her sweet spot.
Yes, so, I already have some relationships with people like that here in the Charlotte Lake Norman area, and I've really enjoyed working with them, so I'm always interested in meeting more.
Terrific. All right, so that brings us to the end. And before we hang up, I want to know, how can people be in touch with you, whether they want to be part of your network because they know that you've got this particular talent that they might be able to refer some work to you, or how can potential clients be in touch with you? How can we find you out there in internet land?
Well, I do have a website. It is www.worddesignstudio.net. You can also email me at jenny@worddesignstudio.net, or, of course, you can always use the phone. My number is 704-995-7753.
7753?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I will put all of that information next to the link for people to listen to this recording so that they can actually see all that in print as well. Excellent. Well, Jenny, thank you for taking the time today to share your really unique business with us. And I hope you'll get a flood of calls for potential business.
I hope so, too. And it's been great talking to you, as always.
All right. And we will end the call with that. Thanks, everybody. And you'll find Jenny's contact information under the link for this call. Have a great day, everyone.